Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Drive slow, homie. Drive slow, homie.
Okay, come on. It's not that bad. The Cleveland Guardians. It's not terrible. Welcome into the Morning Hookup on ESPN Lincoln. It's not bad. I mean, they had to change it to something. And from the early looks of this, by the way, the Cleveland Indians have announced they changed their name to the Cleveland Guardians. That was just announced a few minutes ago. And we're going to quickly open the show out talking about this. It's Will Wilson. Bill Hooks out today. Actually, 9 o'clock. He actually is just teeing off over at the Wilderness Ridge member guest. He said yesterday could have gone better, which, hey, don't we always say that when we get off the golf course? Will Wilson in with you. Happy Friday. Good morning. It's the Morning Hookup. ESPN Lincoln FM 101.5, 1480 AM. The Cleveland excuse me. See, it's going to take some getting used to. Whenever a name changes like that, you're going to keep saying the old one. No, the Cleveland Guardians is what the new name is up in Cleveland. What do you think of that? By the looks of this, and Twitter is going off, it's not going down well. A lot of people are hating it so far. Listen, what's the big deal? It's kind of interesting. The Guardians, not what I expected. And if you're wondering what it means, I found this on CleveScene.com. The name, it references both the Guardians of Traffic statues on the Lorraine Carnegie Bridge. So apparently there's a bridge in Cleveland with all these statues, and they're supposed to be guardians, I guess. And it also pays homage to Cleveland's blue-collar history. So the Cleveland Guardians is what they are going to be known. Goodbye, Cleveland Indians. Hello, Cleveland Guardians. Listen, I think it's cool. Hey, what's one of the best Marvel movies? Guardians of the Galaxy, okay. I'm not hating it. I'm not loving it. I'm just relaxing. Let's not get too mad over a name change. I think we need to chill. A lot more going on, though, that we need to talk about. We will have Robin Washington on the show here in about 15 minutes. He is in Indianapolis at Big Ten Media Days. Big day yesterday. You saw Coach Frost doing his thing. He was we played that live actually here on the show, and then he went around, did the usual, stopping table to table on Radio Row. He stopped with Schmitty with Hail Varsity Radio. You can see that video on our Facebook and Twitter page at ESPN Lincoln. And Schmitty caught Frost at a good time. It seemed like Frost, if you ask me, it looked like he was done with the day when he sat down with Schmitty. He said it was his last stop, and he seemed kind of annoyed at the fact that he gets asked the same questions over and over. And, I mean, what do you expect? It's Big Ten Media Days. There's only so much you could really ask, only so much people are curious about. And I guess when you get media members from other towns, they don't really care about Husker football. They just want to ask him about other things, and I guarantee you, he was asked a lot about the Oklahoma and Texas fiasco down in the Big 12. Let's dive into that real quick because we're going to get to a lot of Husker talk with Robin. He's at Big Ten Media Days. We'll recap what Frost said, what Kevin Warren didn't say yesterday, and other thoughts from Big Ten Media Days with Robin coming up in about 15 minutes. But let's dive into this, and this is heating up, but it seems like from what we're getting on these reports, this whole Texas-Oklahoma thing has been heating up for about like a year now. It seems crazy, but that's what's coming out. We're getting information saying that they've been talking with the SEC for longer than we think. And let's start off with this. This is from Kirk Bowles, who is a co-host down in Texas on a podcast. And he reported this. He said, prominent Big 12 source tells the American Statesman, the Texas OU move to the SEC is almost done. Quote, they've been working on this for a minimum of 6 months, and the A&M leadership was left out of discussions and wasn't told about it. End quote. Move could become official in a week. A lot to unpack there. So they've been talking about this for months, and a lot of questions come out of this. One, Why would Texas want to leave after all the Big 12 is done for them? I mean, they gave them their own channel, for God's sake. And not to mention every team who has probably left the Big 12 left because of Texas and, you know, the love they were getting from the conference. So it's interesting, after all of that, they're like, yeah, we're going to leave. Thanks for everything. Goodbye, Big 12. So Texas OU, they've been talking about this for a long time, and they're saying this is could be done next week. There was a conference call yesterday with all the ADs, and Texas OU was not involved in the call. By the way, the Big 12 has replied to all of this and said the eight teams are still, you know, they're good to stay together. They're good to keep the Big 12 rolling. But let's be real, that's not good for the conference if you lose Texas and Oklahoma. Yeah, you can go grab a few other teams to make it eye-popping, but let's be real, that conference is done. Without Nebraska, without Colorado, without Texas, without OU, that conference is screwed. And look at Oklahoma State. How do you think they're feeling? Goodbye, everyone. What are we supposed to do now? I think Oklahoma State, they have came out and talked about this, and yeah, they're not happy, and neither is Texas A&M. Over the SEC, they left because of Texas, and now Texas is coming right back. No question that Texas A&M is, not going to vote to let them in. This is from Pete Thamel with Yahoo Sports. He reported yesterday that there remains a strong confidence that Oklahoma and Texas still have the SEC votes, despite A&M's staunch objection. You saw that very early. Elijah Herbal, who you know, here on ESPN Lincoln, told me a few minutes ago that A&M was maybe going to leak this story a few days ago. I don't think they did. Somebody else did. But A&M had a strategy up their sleeve that they were going to leak this story and try and cause a stir up. And listen, I'd be mad too, right? I mean, you got out of the Big 12 to get away from them, and now here they come. And you're probably going to get the same treatment you did in the Big 12. Texas A&M. I'm sure the SEC will like Texas more. That's just me speaking, but let's be real. Texas, they make a lot of money down there. And, yeah, let's be real. This is all a money grab. Can't imagine what these new TV deals are going to be like. Hell, I was seeing the numbers for the NFL media deals, and they're in the billions. They're double-digit billion-dollar media deals. So a lot of money involved here. And, hey, at least the Texas channel's probably going to go away. Right? And not that it mattered to us. But big, big stuff happening down in the Big 12. And the next conversation we got to have is, if the Big 12 dissolves, who do you want to come to the Big 10? Because if the SEC is going to be getting more teams and getting to 16, I mean, the Big 10 definitely has to keep up with that. So the easiest way to do that is just go and grab some teams down in the Big 12. Who do you want to come to the Big 10? 402-466-3776. We know this is going to happen. We know Texas and OU is going to move. That is a done deal. Who's going to leave? Because if you disagree with me and you think the Big 12 is going to continue on, give me reasons, because I can't think of a few good reasons of why they would keep that thing going. We're going to ask Robin that question here in about 10 minutes. Robin Washington going to be joining the show live from Indianapolis. But who do you want to join the Big 10? I've heard Iowa State would be a good grab, right, because of football. And basketball, of course. Kansas for basketball. But for football, that would just be another win on the chart for every team. But for basketball, that would be a big grab. Could you imagine Bill Self coaching in the Big Ten? Coming to Lincoln? I mean, we already saw that, 10 years ago. But that would be amazing. I would love that. Now, the next question is Kansas State and Oklahoma State. I don't think Tech hasn't really been there. Tech hasn't really been talked about recently, but it's been those four: Iowa State, Kansas, K-State, and Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State, that would not be a bad grab, right? Good football school, good basketball school, other things. And K-State, I don't know. I know a lot of fans have mixed feelings about K-State maybe joining the Big Ten. How many teams do they take? And of course the ACC's in play as well. I remember a few years ago, wasn't there talks about Oklahoma and Texas going to the ACC? I could be wrong about that, but I remember they thought about leaving a few years ago, and I don't think it was to the SEC. It could have been to the ACC, but I'm not sure. Nonetheless, the ACC is definitely going to be getting some teams out of this, too. And this is all me thinking that the Big 12 is not going to continue on. I could be very wrong, but if you disagree, I'd love to hear why you think the Big 12 is going to continue this. 402-466-3776. It's the Morning Hookup on ESPN Lincoln. Happy Friday. What do you got going on today? Going to be heating up today, that's for sure. That heat wave's coming in. Maybe looking at 100 degrees this weekend. Let's get Robin Washington on the line. He is up at Big Ten Media Days, Indianapolis. We'll recap yesterday. We'll get his thoughts on the OU Texas situation. Got some football thoughts. He wrote a cool article yesterday about Adrian Martinez saying this is a all-or-nothing season for Adrian. And I got some thoughts and questions for Robin on that. So Robin Washington joins the show next on the Morning Hookup. Don't go away.